Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence U on Community Talk Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, and the co-host today, Otto Loos. And of course, Christina Liu, the radio show producer for all these incredible shows. I still can't believe we're approaching 10 years on Project Independence View. It's just wonderful. This is also our last segment of the show, so it's going really fast. And you know, we were talking a lot, of course, about Project Independence and the whole process. And you know, it's the one thing we have to remember with Project Independence is that, you know, we are a progressive program, of course. We're an aging in place program. And the fact is that seniors, just like all over the country, are living longer. And we still have baby boomers turning 65, 10,000 a day, according to AARP, 10,000 people a day turning 65. Every day of the year. So there's a huge need for Project Independence, and more so because the town is, the population is getting older, and it's going to continue at, you know, that rate until I think the last year of the baby boomers are people that were born in 1964.
Disagree.
So when those people turn 65, will be the last year of the baby boomers. And then I guess that type of population will kind of go. But just think about that. So you have people turning 65 every day. And then you have people, it's not unusual anymore to say, hey, my grandma's, you know, 100 or,
I know, you know, it's funny you said that, because I've been reviewing, you know, Project Independence surveys come in, you know, daily, and Paula Yule, who's deputy commissioner also, and myself look through these surveys. And then I put them all in a spreadsheet, you know, so we have all the data, and the age has increased. It's interesting. It's been working two ways. There's been a lot of younger end seniors coming in, but just this week, it was 90, 91, 92. And it was like boom, 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 one after the other. And I'm input. And it was just, it actually struck me because I was like, wow, you know, like this is amazing. You know, when you're looking at the year of birth, you know, and then putting that in. So it's certainly something, you know, that goes with what you're saying.
Well, you know, what's interesting. Yeah. But what's interesting about that is you get classified as a senior at 60, let's say, by Project Independence standards.
Right.
But I'm not 92, but I'm saying you're 92, all right? That's a 32-year spread between where you are in life and where that person who's 92 is in life.
Right.
So the needs of the population within that vary greatly. It's like it's like somebody being a year old and 33 years old.
Right.
Is there a difference in your needs? Yes, there
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
You know,
and I think we can speak to that because Project Independence now has been around for, you know, a very long time. And we've seen a lot of seniors, you know, have been with us through that journey. And we certainly can see, you know, the evolution of needs. And I think that's what makes Project Independence so amazing, that we are also constantly trying to do is kind of have something for, you know, every stage of, you know, life, because as you said, that is a huge, you know, span of time. So, you know, there are seniors who can start with us that just might be interested in volunteering or the exercise program or, you know, participating on the radio show or the advisory, you know, whatever it might be. And then, you know, obviously we have our social workers and nurses that can be. It's just, I think that's what we've certainly been hyper aware of since the beginning is kind of having an inclusive environment, you know, for everyone at all different stages of, you know, that aging process, because that is a big chunk. You know, I mean, I look at like saying 60, the fact that you can be part of Project Independence at 60 is crazy, because I know a lot of 60-year-olds and they do not think of themselves as seniors, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a huge difference between 60 and 85, you know, there really is.
I mean,
but you don't know it though. You don't realize it because it's you know, it's like watching water drip out of a sink. it just drops down.
And I wonder,
one day you look back and you say, where the hell did that go?
I mean, I have a lot of friends who are 60, turning 60. I'm going to be there before a blink of an eye. I know no one who's that age who is not working. We're all working. We're all working full time. I know very, very few are retiring. Mm-hmm. I wonder, like, I know that they do studies, and I know that we did one recent, there was one recent, but when do people retire today? Like, what is that average age? I know if you were born 1960 or beyond, so you can't collect full Social Security until you're 67. So anyone born before 1960, they can collect their Social Security, the full benefit at 65. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people have to work longer.
I mean, my mom, it's like the running joke because she's been at NASA BOCES since she was like, it's 40 years, like wild. So that's always the talk, you know, because it's like, she's 67 now, and they're like, when is Barbara ever going to retire? You know, and she can, you know, but it's just, I think it's just so, it's a constant battle, you know, it's a daily struggle, you know, she flip flops. And I think it's hard because you're right. Listen, so many people are working and it's not that uncommon to see now, you know, whereas you would think like, oh, you know, back in the day, you know, people would retire. But the fact of the matter is too, if you're living longer, you know, now it's like a change in the whole dynamic of things. So it's interesting. And that's why I'm always the girl in the friend group. You know, if someone complains that they're getting older or they're turning 40, like my husband, who, you know, complains all the time. Oh, my God. I was like, I work with seniors. You're being ridiculous. So I'm always the voice of reason in the group. I'm like, you guys, you really need to stop because, listen, I know a lot of seniors who are quite active. And I have to, you know, of course, I throw around Otto as my prime example and inspiration in all things of the aging process. It's certainly interesting, and it's something that I think we always kind of try and match and think about because it is this, you know, crazy evolution of things.
Right. It's complicated.
People like our real seasoned Project Independence members, the ones that have been using, you know, 15, 16 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were part of NORC, you have, you know, that's 2006, right?
Crazy.
2005, 2006. Yeah. So, you know, for those people who are, you know, super familiar, you know, I think that, you know, maybe they're ready, you know, maybe some people are ready, like Otto, to maybe ask someone to be their advocate to kind, because they understand Project Independence and that we're here to help people age in place, not to take away. But, you know, it's so interesting how many more people 60 and over are, you know, in the town and how important Project Independence is to their livelihood.
Absolutely.
Well, I have the good fortune of having three daughters that live within 10 to 15 minutes of where we are. All right. And a daughter is a daughter, right? For
Here
the rest
go.
Of your life.
There
right?
we go.
Yeah.
Dan, the wizard.
And Bunny, my wife and I talk about it often. Like, I think, you know, she had some real complications with torn muscles in both shoulders, her knee, her legs. This is worth the story, by the way. She went for physical therapy because of her shoulders. So because she went to physical therapy for her shoulders, they decided one day that they weren't ready for her. So the young lady suggested, well, why don't you go on a stationary bike? So she goes on a stationary bike for 15 minutes. Well, she hardly could walk for up until like now, frankly, she couldn't get out of bed. She couldn't walk because her legs were with the knee problem she has, which is arthritic. And then combine this, she should have never been told to go on the bike.
Yeah.
But my point is that as a result of that, she was almost legless. She couldn't really move. Yeah. And I had certain things I had to do, like I described going to Deptford, New Jersey. So our daughters were there to help, but we both talked about how difficult it would be if we didn't have age other and B, the girls, the family, the son even helps, you know, from afar. You know, so we very much empathize and understand what people might have to go through who don't have that. And there's a lot of people that have that. You know, we happen to be fortunate. I know that, you know. But there's a lot of people just don't have.
Yeah, well, and that's why I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. And it's building that circle of support, you know, document. So this way, like, you can, like, you know, and I know a lot of people are hesitant to do so because it's, I know I'd be this way too. It's like, you want to have everything filled out and checked off. Okay, and here's my circle of support. I'm all done. You know, like, turn it in for your grade. But it's really an ongoing thing. And I think it's important to know, like, the half the battle with filling out the circle of support is seeing where your gaps are, you know, and then it's like, oh, wow, I don't know what I'd put for here, you know.
And that's evolving too. It evolves.
Yeah, of course. You know, and that's when you like can really work through it with the social worker. I mean, listen, obviously we said Project Independence can't be there 24/7 for you, but they can certainly, the social workers can help kind of work through these things with you, you know? And I think that it's important to really do and to recognize, so this way you're as prepared as possible, because unfortunately, you know, not everyone has a fabulous daughter like myself. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you are fabulous. And speaking of which, our conversation's gone so long. We only probably have a few minutes left. So is there any
other- So I just want to do some quick events, because next week, next Monday is another Fun Day Monday. So that's July 26th. It kicks off at 9 o'clock, and that's Fitness with Mike Mancini. If you'd like to
actually, it's going to be Margaret on.
Oh,
Monday.
Margaret's coming in.
Mike had a conflict. Yeah. Oh, so she'll be.
Oh, there you go. So you heard it here first. So Margaret, and then at 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock will be live music from Simpatico.
That's funny.
Who we've actually had for a bunch of Project Independence events. They are fabulous.
So,
so that is going to be there. There is transportation available at different sites. So you can call 311 or
869-6311.
And Beck, there's no food being served, correct, at this?
So correct. You know, just a continuation to keep everybody as safe as possible. We do not have the cafe. However, it doesn't mean that people can't bring their own little picnic.
Right.
You can bring your own stuff. We do have water. We have water bottles that we'll be giving out, but we're not doing the coffee. We're not trying to limit things hand to hand. But, you know, you're welcome to bring, you know, lovely snacks or drinks for yourself or your group. People did last Monday.
Okay, great. So I encourage everyone to check that out. It should hopefully be a beautiful week. And there are tons. The town has drive-in concerts and concerts by candlelight. So there's a whole lot of things going on if you are interested.
And I think that's it. I mean, we are done. Have a wonderful weekend. If anybody has any questions, again, about anything we discussed, you can always call 869-6311 or see one of the shows that are archived. Thank you so much for listening to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 and WCWP.org. Thanks, Otto. It was another great show. Have a wonderful weekend, all.